We all make mistakes. For instance, today you're listening to Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Just can't even make it to the intro.
Jolly old London.
Hit your bottom,
just relax. You are not in control.
Hello, Cliff.
Oh, Kendall, please stop. Countless Londoners have begged you to stop since we got here.
Well, that's never stopped me before. Oh, people have been begging you to stop that for years, and why would I be any different?
Why? Because we like you. This is, what is this?
We're in jolly old London, Cliff.
We are.
Jolly old London. Jolly old London. That's what I like to call it.
That's what I like to call it. Do they call them billboards here? There's a big billboard over there.
They call it a Bali. I don't know. They probably have a funny name for it. They all have funny names.
The lorry.
Yeah, or like a trolley.
Trolley.
When you go to the grocery store, I need a trolley.
I need a trolley.
I love the funny things that they say here.
It cracks me up whenever I hear it.
I knew there was gonna be sarcasm.
And when speaking of countless Londoners, many sang along with me when I was in the supermarket the other day with the trolley, and I started singing clang 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 with the trolley, ding 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 with the bell. And no, this is not a Michael Bublé live in London.
It's not. It's Cliff and Kendall,
coast to coast,
in jolly old London.
It's an internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99, way back in Busheltown.
I know, we're way across the pond.
We are across the whole damn pond.
It's a jolly holiday with you, Cliff.
You
I'm bringing them all out.
Bring them all out. Someone asked me when I was in the grocery the other day singing, they said, why is it like you're always in a Mary Poppins musical? Direct quote, someone told me the other day. And I said, no.
And then I sang a 20-minute song about it.
And then I launched into And I'm Telling You I'm Not Going from
Dream Girl. That'll teach you to ask Cliff that question.
God damn it, Kendall. What is this show even about? I've just been babbling.
I was just about to say, I'm sure the listeners are saying, oh, rats, we're listening to the show again.
Well, that's what
we're talking about.
Why did I download this?
Well, next week maybe we'll talk about shit, but this week it's rats, Cliff. We're talking all about rats. Have you seen a lot of rats since you've been here?
No, I have not, but back many years ago when we did the show from New York and L.A., I used to love to watch the rats down in the subway. It was like a free zoo.
Well, I was going to say, back in Bushtown, they got rats the size of bread boxes. Rats, you can watch them.
Oh, my God, you know, when they put that garbage out at the Beef Boy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a stampede.
I know. Now, a lot of people
You need to tuck your pants into your socks when that happens.
I tuck everything into everything.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people have rats as pets, Cliff. Charles actually has a pet rabbit. His is not one you get from the store. He just like picked up off the street. I think it's rabid.
Oh.
But
maybe it's a rescue.
Yeah, it's a rescue, right? Anyway, Cliff, you got some topics, is what I was about to say. That's what they say in London. You got some topics about rats.
Hey, you got any topics for this show?
Do you have any nice fun facts or tips about rats, Cliff?
Well, now, what I always thought was so funny is that when rats are happy or playing, well, don't you know, they let out a cheerful sound that's similar to laughter.
I was going to say, unlike us, rats let out a cheerful sound.
Ooh, I need to write a book called The Laughter of Rats.
Oh, that'd be a good
Doesn't
book.
That sound good?
I'd read that.
I'd read it.
Cliff,
especially if I wrote it.
You know, several times.
Because then I'd know it would be of top quality.
I know it'd be good. Cliff, you know rats, they don't have great eyesight, like me.
Damn.
They rely on their whiskers.
Oh, shit.
To interpret their surroundings.
Damn it.
Got the same email from the writer.
I knew that they did.
Yeah.
But it's okay. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Bonjour, boys.
Oh, how are you, boys?
Well, I'm very jolly. Jolly old England.
Jolly old England. You know what they say? Yeah, I don't think they say jolly old England, but it is a wonderful place.
Dear, you know, I'm sure they say many things about this beautiful country and city.
They do, and these boys say many, many things that we don't understand.
Oh, I don't even understand them when I say them.
Oh, that's adorable, dear.
We are right outside of Buckingham Palace. Now, am I crazy? Have you been inside?
Yes, dear. Me and Liz go back many, many years.
Oh,
we're having tea this afternoon.
Oh, the tea inside Buckingham Palace. Oh, it must be sipped to be believed by.
Who is Liz? Queen Elizabeth, dear.
Queen Elizabeth!
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, dear. It's a good thing we didn't bring Kendall in.
Oh, how embarrassing that would have been, dear.
I was confused. I was reading something over here. But anyway, dear, we had nice crumpets, dear. It was a beautiful time.
The crumpets were simply delectable, boys.
Dear, I'm very excited. I must tell you, me and Liz are about to go right now to this wonderful new museum, dear.
Oh, dear. Is there an extra space in the royal carriage for me, dear?
Dear, of course. I got too excited. I forgot to tell you. Of course you're coming with us, dear.
Oh, praise Christ.
We're going to the Jeffrey Museum of the Home, dear. Oh, a beautiful doily collection there.
Oh.
How exciting is that, dear?
Oh, dear. Now, don't you take your credit card.
Oh, dear. You know there's going to be a gift shop.
Oh.
I hope you bring us all back a doily.
I hope you do. You know, I probably...
Of course, dear.
Okay.
It'd be improper etiquette not to.
What? Now, I saw you and Fonky over there. Y'all were trying to get a smile at one of those Buckingham Palace guards.
You know how fun that is. It's one of my favorite pastimes.
Oh, dear, you know, our genius level child, Fonky, she was making wisecracks to all the guards. And I swear I saw them grin, dear.
I definitely saw them make a face, dear, after a certain bowel attack happened.
Oh, I was just so impressed with Fonky's wit.
Well, we're all impressed by her wit over and over.
Dear, I'm so sorry to make haste, dear, but we must go. We got the queen is waiting for us.
Oh, my.
We mustn't keep the queen waiting.
Oh,
I hope that didn't happen to Rocky.
Oh, crockpot.
Yes?
Dear, you mustn't do that. We're going to quit.
Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I've never seen her quite that excited to a doily museum.
But
Museum of Doily.
Well, who knew? I knew that she had friends in high places.
But, you know, rats.
Yeah.
Are clean animals.
Are they?
Cleaner than cats.
Now, what I like about rats is that they're little adventurers. They were one of the
little adventurers.
Isn't that what you see when you see one crawling on top of the refrigerator?
Like, look at that cute little adventurer over there.
And just think, it could be one of the rats that went to outer space.
Oh. Speaking of that, that's another book you could write. Rats in Space.
Rats in Space. Now, maybe Jake Gyllenhaal will finally get his Oscar when he voices the rat that went to space.
Oh, could you imagine? He'd thank you in his speech. And then they'd say, oh, we opened the wrong envelope.
Oh, God. Could you imagine if that happened and Jake was...
Death. You would have killed everybody.
I would... Even if I was at home, I would have charged the stage.
I was going to say, if you and I ever had made a feature film and we were, by some ungodly, unknown way, nominated for an Oscar, that would have happened to us. We would have been up there accepting the award and they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. We had the wrong envelope. It wasn't Two Big Fatsos. It was something else.
That's probably what happened when they originally picked up our podcast. Oh, whoops.
Well, they dropped it.
We'll give them 10 years.
Speaking of how rats are unlike us.
They're skinny.
They're excellent snackers. Ooh. And their diet consists of a good amount of fruit and vegetables.
Not me.
Not me at all.
No, not me.
All this talk about rats is going to make me hungry.
Ooh. 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 Oh, man. I was jogging around Big Ben this morning.
Okay, what were you really doing? You out getting donuts?
No, I wasn't out getting donuts.
I've eaten so many donuts. Sorry, I didn't mean to stop what you were telling us about. What happened at Big Ben? Hey, look, kids.
Hey, I was there. Around sunrise, because, you know, the jet lag, I don't ever know what time it is.
I know, we're so off of the schedule from all this touring around the the world we've been doing.
Oh, God, you're telling me. But I was there around sunrise, and I just, it was, what a lovely, lovely vision when the sun rose and
had a vision
reflected off of the minute hand, and oh, lovely. I just, it, you know, one of those moments I thought, I'm glad to be alive.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's the first.
A big, when, in the sight of a giant clock.
That's what made you happy to be alive.
Clocks.
Mm-hmm. Clocks, J-Rod.
Clocks.
Sorry, that one came out of nowhere.
Sorry, no, the jet lag has taken its toll. And did you ever imagine going on a ride tour would be like this?
No, I never imagined a ride tour or no. that a ride tour would be like this or anything that's happened in my life.
If you would have told me 10 years ago, guess what? End of 2016, you're going to go on a global ride tour.
I would have thrown a hard drive at your face.
I would have said you were crazy. Kendall, I never thought it could happen that we'd be on this ride tour. But here we are.
You never know.
All we can do is just take in the moments when the sun rises and shines against the minute hand of a giant clock. And that's
somebody's been listening to Dr. Blathers.
That's it. Kendall, this show has descended into madness and F-minus territory, so we might as well start a little segment I like to call Post-Match. Post-match.
Post-match.
Ooh,
it's time for post-match.
I'm so excited. You're excited?
You know I get excited when we're playing games.
Listeners are thinking...
What is Charles doing? I'm sorry. I'm distracted. Thing? He's got a lighter over there at one of the guards.
Is he smoking? I don't know. Can you even see
smoke? Oh my God, he's lighting his fart.
Oh no.
Charles! Do not do that! Charles, stop it!
Oh my God, he's trying to make the Buckingham Guards laugh by lighting its flatulence.
Oh, Charles, stop it.
I'm puking over here.
Okay, sorry. Host match.
Dear God.
Let's play.
Listeners are saying, thank heavens I downloaded this and tuned in. Kendall, stupid Stewart. He was so stupid.
Oh my God, so stupid. How stupid was he?
Well, instead of British pounds, he tried to buy his tea with blank.
Okay, we're doing this all at once?
Sure, right?
Okay. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, crumpets!
Kilograms! Oh, shit. Kendall, Dracula. Mm-hmm. He broke his glasses, you see. And when he went to bite a beautiful maiden's neck, he accidentally started sucking blank.
Oh, God. 1, 2, 3. Milk.
Big fat wieners! Oh, no.
Oh, I was trying to keep it cleaner.
All right, Kendall.
All right, Cliff.
We're 0 for 2.
Well,
2-0.
What else is new?
Kendall, the Jolly Green Giant.
Oh, oh, oh.
He had to visit the proctologist.
Oh, God.
Because he slipped on something slippery and got a blank stuck up his butt.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Ear of
Big
corn.
Big Ben. He's the Jolly Green Giant.
I guess the ear of corn wouldn't really.
An ear of corn to him is like a dandruff up your butt.
Right.
All right, Kendall, get in the game here.
This is the one.
Kendall, CBS loves The Big Bang Theory so much that they want a spinoff starring who but Cliff and Kendall.
Ooh.
They're gonna call it The Big Blank Theory.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Ass.
But, that's it. We got it.
We came together.
Last one.
All right.
The listeners are like, no. Kendall.
No more.
I can't take it. Please stop. Kendall Stupid Stewart.
Yes.
Again. He was so stupid. Have you known anybody like this, listeners? Just someone so stupid. I invite you to start calling them Stupid Stewarts. Stupid Stewart. So stupid. He screwed up the recipe for pineapple upside down cake and accidentally made blank.
Well, I mean the obvious one. I mean, do you go for obvious?
I mean, I'm going obvious.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Pineapple right side up.
Bomb. And right. That's it for Host much.
Oh, thank God.
It's so hard for me to even think that this is a show, because we're in our glass booth surrounded by London in front of Buckingham Palace.
I know, we're acting a fool in front of Buckingham Palace. Cliff, did you go to Madame Tussauds?
Oh my God, okay. It costs so much to get in, and then they throw me out after 5 minutes because I was groping the Ryan Gosling.
Oh, Cliff, why?
They measure, Kendall. They measure it all.
I was hoping
these are precise replicas.
I was hoping that we would find a Cliff and Kendall in there, but they didn't have no wax.
There wasn't enough wax. There simply wasn't enough wax.
All right, Cliff, I gotta take a break. I want to go check out. I'll see if I can make the guard laugh. He's been listening to the show. It's not working.
Well, I was going to say, you would think that it would have happened. All right, let's go do it.
All right, we'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
The morning sun in Florida. All winter long, it invites you to play.
When you need the sun, there's only one.
And one airline can take you to more Florida sun than anyone at a price you can afford even this year. Come with Eastern to Orlando, to Miami, to Florida, to laugh, to live, to feel again.
When you need the sun, there's only one, Eastern.
When you need the sun, there's only one.
Speaking of double chins, Cliff and Kendall are back.
Feed the birds, that's what
she cries. While overhead the birds fill the skies. All around the cathedral, the saints and apostles. I gotta finish, hold on. Look down as she sells her wares. Although you can't see it, you know she is smiling each time someone shows that he cares. Sorry, when you start...
Next time somebody says, I don't know the next part, you don't help them.
Yeah.
Learned an important lesson just then.
I just needed that one little help.
Nicliff, yes, I'm very excited. I've already bought tickets. I've downloaded them right here for me and you. We are going to tour the Pinewood stage. It's where Harry Potter was filmed.
Oh, I can't wait. I hope there's some magic wand dust just laying around we can scoop up.
Expecto!
Oh, I hope so. We're going to need it.
Don't you think now we... Oh, just my, you know, happy place is there at Hogwarts with the Muppets.
Hogwarts with... Yes. Yes. I was singing a Muppet song earlier today, and I was saying how much happier it made me in life.
That's where I want to go.
I just live with the Muppets.
If there's a heaven, it's going to bear a striking resemblance to Hogwarts with the Muppets. So listeners, if you die and you don't see anybody felt doing magic, guess where you are?
You're not in heaven. You're in the bad place.
Downtown. Yeah.
I don't know what else I'm going
to say. You want to hear something weird? No. Hold on. I have something to say.
Okay.
I got something to say here. Ken, oh my God. I don't know if I should even tell you this. Do you want me to tell you?
Are you going
to
drop a truth bomb?
It is a truth bomb.
Okay.
I don't know if you can handle it.
Well, let me sit down. Oh, I'm sitting. Okay. All right, go ahead.
10 years on the air. Let me tell you, the other night, okay, in our hotel room here in London, listeners, don't turn off. What I'm about to say, you're going to start feeling nauseous. Don't turn away.
Oh, I've already been feeling it.
Okay. I had the Cliff and Kendall sex dream.
Oh, my God.
Did you know? I'm sure you've had it before. But let me tell you how it went down. Because when I woke up, I thought, oh, my God, it's like our show. A huge letdown. But no, here's what happened. And I don't know why we were doing this. But in the dream, I was in bed with Kendall and Susan. And Susan was asleep next to us. And Kendall was laying motionless on top of me. And that's it. And then I woke up.
Isn't that how you do it?
And I thought, what? Susan has stuck with this for 10 years? And so, but that is exactly what happened. And I thought, I've got to share with the world.
Well, I think it's appropriate that after 10 years, if you have a sex story about me, I'm just laying there.
Well, it was you, me, and Susan, motionless. She was asleep.
Now, I tell Susan to dream that because then it's less to live up to. I would say after 12 years of marriage, it's pretty close to that anyway.
Yeah. No, no erections on anybody's part.
I didn't know what I was going to say after that. That was weird.
Welcome. Oh, look. Here comes Mrs. Potter Butter Church. You're back. You're back already.
Look, Daffodil. Look at that photo of that one, dear. Is that beautiful?
That's a simply lovely doily.
I've taken so many photos, dear, for you to see the doilies and all the beautiful collections.
You must see them.
I can't wait to watch them on the big screen.
A feast for the eye.
Oh, it was wonderful. Did you get back so quick?
That was quick.
The queen, she has wonderful security to get us straight down the streets, and I am quick when it comes to doilies.
Oh, yes. You know, the queen and Mrs. Butter, they have season passes to the Doily Museum.
Quite right. And that's even with the 10-minute history of doily film that we watched.
Oh, who narrated that? Was it Meryl?
Dame Judi Dench. Oh, dear,
of course.
Don't be silly.
Oh, now that's something I wonder. I got to look that
here's
up.
Here's a doily in a protective sleeve for you, dear. And here's one for you. Oh, well, thank you very much.
I'm going to find something good to sit on top of this.
Now, don't take it out of its protective sleeve, dear. You know, we wouldn't want to mess it up, dear. Well, it's come from the Doily Museum.
Very fine, Buzz. Much finer than many of your own possessions, I'm sure.
I think you're right. I will cherish this always. Thank you, Mrs.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm going to sit mine right over here.
Oh, dear. Well, I am so pooped, dear. We should go over there and see if we could get something from that cart, dear.
Oh, excuse me, dear.
Oh, you're pooped, dear.
To the power of suggestion, dear.
Everybody out. It's time to do something weird. Get the paper towels, dear. All right, Cliff, you want to hear something weird?
You know I do.
Oh, you know it.
You know I do.
All right, Cliff, I don't mean to talk it up, but I have got some good weird news stories tonight.
All right,
here's the first one, Cliff.
All right.
Smartphones allow people to check sports scores, send emails, watch cat videos, all kind of stuff.
We get it.
It's not the weird part. I was trying to set it up for the listeners, you know. But now, Cliff, you can also perform cunnilingus just by licking your phone. That's the idea behind OCast.
Oh, no.
A new digital marketplace that allows people to upload simulated oral sex sessions that can be downloaded onto a vibrator via Bluetooth. So you can just lick your phone and it'll translate over to a vibrator.
I'm done.
You're done.
I'm done with the world.
Weird. It's only $100.
I'm done with life. It's over.
Man, all right. Leave your home to do cunnilingus.
I'm going home. All right. Kendall, here we go.
Now,
you may think phone sex has reached a new plateau.
Oh, it has.
But no. Kendall, on another note, French artist Abraham Poncheval was freed from a block of stone in a Paris museum on Wednesday. I think we saw the stone maybe when we were there.
Uh-huh.
After spending 7 days enclosed in it, he entombed himself in a body-shaped slot carved in a boulder. At the Paris Palace of Tokyo Contemporary Art.
Well, that's a tongue twister.
Yeah, he ate stewed fruit and purees while breathing through an air vent for those seven days.
Please put us in a block of stone.
And he says, yes, there were very long moments of loss of self where suddenly you no longer know where you are, but you are there. And that's what this was all about. And that's what listeners experience when they hear our show.
That happens to me every day.
They don't know where they are, but they're here. Mm-hmm. And anyway, a few years ago, he did spend 13 days living inside a hollowed-out bear sculpture, eating worms and beetles.
Yum.
For art. But I say, if you are dedicated to art, you just make a podcast for 10 years.
Yeah.
That's art.
And big deal, David Blaine's done that, I'm sure.
I'm sure he's eaten plenty of bugs.
No, I mean, locked himself in a block of ice
sure,
or something.
Sure.
All right, Cliff, that was pretty weird. Oh, that was even weirder. But Gutierrez, what's his name?
Not Gutierrez.
Yeah, hold on.
Gutierrez.
I deleted his first name. Anyway, this guy, Cliff, he had to run out of the courtroom after his pants began to burn.
Oh, shit.
While he was giving closing arguments in an arson case. Isn't that weird? The Miami Herald says that the man was apparently, he had an e-cigarette in his pocket.
Oh, no.
And his client was accused of intentionally setting his car on fire, and he was in the process, he's a lawyer, of arguing that the car had actually spontaneously combusted when the lawyer's own pants appeared to do just that. So, Cliff, I think this brings a whole new meaning to liar, liar, pants on fire.
Ha! And hung jury.
Oh!
Oh, Kendall.
Like something's hung.
The old meaning better. All right, Kendall. Guess what? And they didn't invite us. More than 30 bald men gathered at a hot spring facility in Japan to show off their hairless heads and have some fun.
Oh, Cliff, finally something we can go to.
Yeah. Members of the city's Bald Men Club took turns competing in a unique game of tug of war by sticking a suction cup to each of their heads. My head still hurts, said Toshiyuki Ogasawara with a smile. I think I need to ice it.
My head's still hurt. I don't know why.
Masatomo Sasaki, a first-time participant at the tournament, said he used to feel insecure about his baldness, but now feels differently. Amen, I say.
That is hilarious. All right, Cliff, I've got one more for you, and this one comes all the way from Busheltown. This happened in Busheltown.
Don't you miss it a little?
Sometimes.
A little.
No, I do. I miss it, of course.
Sure.
This is from Channel 81.
Oh!
It happened right there on Channel 81. A TV weatherman, he was doing his best to roll with the punches when a little boy runs onto the set and blasts a fart at him. And before he was pulled off the stage of the newscast, the kid gives his own forecast saying there are lots of farts everywhere
and toots. Everywhere.
Yeah, you saw it.
You know, it was on Channel 81.
Yeah.
I downloaded the weird illegal app where you can watch Channel 81 on the computer. I can't get any other channels. I don't know what's going on in America. I'm sure they're fine.
Right.
But, you know, that I saw. I saw the toots and farts, but I loved it. I'm glad you brought it to the listeners' attention.
It was like, well, I wanted them to know.
Thank you.
Now, I'm just going to ask the guard. Hey, guard, if my joke, if my weird news stories were weirder, then don't smile.
No, don't smile if mine were weird.
No, Cliff, I think he's already made his decision. I win.
No, just remain expressionless if it's me. Me. Obviously, it's me.
Well, this is very confusing. It's a draw.
We'll call it a
draw. It was a draw.
But real, sure.
Really, really we know what
really
happened.
Really, we know. Kendall, god dang, you stupid.
Oh, I am stupid because I have the stupid questions outside of the booth.
You are stupid. Well, let me tell you what is something that happened to me, okay?
Okay. Should everyone get stupid questions while you're telling me?
No, I want you to hear.
I want
you to have the benefit of hearing this.
All right, tell me.
No, go get them. Whatever you want to do.
No, wait.
Go get them.
Okay.
Okay. So, Kendall, listen to this. Okay, the other day outside of our hotel, I was walking out, and there was this guy who was bending over, like, cleaning out his car, right? And his butt was just out to passersby, like me. And it was just the crack was showing, and it was a free butt crack show. And I, of course, stood and watched for a while, and he kept, you know, trying to pull the shirt down a little bit to cover the crack, but the crack kept coming out, and I could just see the crack for so long, and it was like a personal butt crack show.
That sounds hilarious. Sorry, Charles was reading the stupid questions to the guard.
Oh, and still no laughs.
And still no laughs. I guess they're winners.
Bodes well for our show.
Alright, let's see what we got here. But it's time for a stupid question. Don't rock it. That's the best thing about the show.
Sure. You can always hear it later.
Oh man, that really, really wore me out right over there.
Just calm down. I don't want to have to take you to the damn emergency room.
Alright, Cliff, what is the tackiest thing you have ever seen someone do?
The tackiest thing?
Yes.
Well, not moments ago, I did see Charles the Contractor light his fart trying to make a bushel town guard, trying to make one of the Buckingham Palace guards laugh.
What an appropriate stupid question.
When I think to myself,
oh, here we go.
What an appropriate stupid question.
This one says, who is the saintliest person you know? But we already know the answer to that.
Who dedicates their life to charity?
Cliff, what do you think is the dullest topic to discuss?
Rats? Clean week?
Oh, genius. This shit writes itself.
I'm sure we've covered it, whatever it is.
And Cliff, finally, I'll ask you two more.
Listeners
deserve two
more.
We're
in London. Hang loose.
What is the most fun you've ever had with a group of close friends?
With a group of...
Oh, you know what the answer to that
is. I don't know. I mean, I've had a lot of fun. A lot of places.
Like when we all went to Washington and Alan farted in the car they turned. Susan farted in the car they turned.
And blamed it on
him. Yeah. All right, this is the last one.
Okay.
Since you want to answer that one.
All right.
What is the worst traffic jam you've ever experienced?
No comment. No. Let's see.
Judges?
No. Many, many moons ago, when we were in college together, it came up with a sudden snow.
I forgot you were stuck in there.
Yeah, and when normally it should have taken me about 30 minutes to get home, it took me 6 hours.
And you can't imagine how much food I ate in the time you were stuck out in the snow.
When I think...
Here we go.
Oh my God, here we go.
Here we go.
We go now.
Well, I meant we were done. That's all the time we have for stupid questions.
This is how we do it.
Well, Cliff, we barely scratched the surface of rats.
Tell me more about rats.
Okay. Cliff, did you know a rat can go longer than a camel without having a drink of water?
Oh, no, I did not.
Holy shit.
Did you know that they spend about 76% of daylight hours asleep?
Oh my God, they are just like us.
Go to sleep.
Rats are just like us.
Little rat. Go to sleep, little ratty. No.
You done?
It's not a Michael Bublé concert. This is not Groban live in London.
No.
No, it's not.
Just Cliff and Kendall, coast to coast.
You tuned into the right show. Cliff
and Kendall. This is the right place.
And Cliff, let's see. What else do I got? I got one more thing for you here. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Rats can succumb to peer pressure.
Oh, poor thing.
Just like humans.
Poor thing.
Oh, boss. Hurry up, boss. We're going to go take a tour of the London Bridge.
It's going to be so exciting. Oh, I hope they're not falling down.
Oh, I hope not.
All right, well, we'll...
The tour guide is waiting.
Oh, hold on. You got a quote, Cliff. We need a quote.
London Bridge is for London calling. No, I don't have any quotes.
Okay, well then fine. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkindle.blogspot.com.
Rats!